Recognition of prior learning facilitates individual pathways in the education system and the permeability between educational sectors. Through recognition of prior learning, universities contribute to flexible learning and life paths. In the context of higher education, recognition of prior learning means that knowledge and skills acquired outside the university can be credited if they are comparable to the learning outcomes to be achieved in the course of study. This means that the university treats the credited modules as if they had been taken at its own university. Students no longer have to complete the recognized module. Students can apply for the recognition of various competencies. These may have been acquired in formal, non-formal or informal contexts and can include, for example, vocational qualifications, in-company further training, or practical experience from a profession. The federal states regulate recognition of prior learning in their respective higher education laws. The legal provisions, therefore, vary depending on the federal state. The universities anchor the relevant regulations in their study and examination regulations. There is no overarching legal basis for recognition of prior learning in Germany. However, a number of resolutions and guidelines, for example of the KMK or the Accreditation Council, provide orientation for the federal states. Some general administrative principles apply to the recognition of prior learning. The applicant must cooperate, procedures must be completed within reasonable time limits, and reasons must be given for rejections. The burden of proof rests with the student making the request. The most important principle of recognition of prior learning is the examination of the equivalence of competencies. Those acquired outside of university must be equivalent to those of the study modules in terms of content and level. More information on the equivalence can be found in our film about the content check. If the equivalence of the competencies is given, they will be recognized in accordance with the regulations in the state university laws. In most federal states, a maximum of 50% of the course of study can be replaced by recognition of prior learning. There are different procedures for the recognition of prior learning. A distinction is made between individual and blanket procedures. More on this in the procedure video. Recognition of prior learning facilitates the transition to university, for example, when students want to reorient themselves, and thus provides bridges and transfer opportunities between the educational sectors.